From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday, killing at least eight worshippers. Women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, which is in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said two of the attackers tried to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate stopped them, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. That explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Police told reporters that a third suspected gunman managed to flee to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Taliban insurgents have killed at least 14 Afghan troops and injured several others in a pre-dawn attack in southern Helmand province. An employee of Britain's embassy in Lebanon was found murdered Sunday. The body of Rebecca Dykes was found on the side of the road. Police sources tell the British media that Dykes appeared to have been raped before she was killed, but that the crime did not appear to be politically motivated. A power outage at the international airport in the southern American city of Atlanta has disrupted all flights in and out of the hub. Authorities at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport said the outage occurred Sunday afternoon, affecting all airport operations. This is VOA News. Australian officials say a South Korean-born man has been arrested and charged with acting as an economic agent for North Korea. Reuters correspondent Samantha Vadas reports.
The suspect has been identified by local media as 59-year-old Chan Han Choi. He's reportedly been living in Australia for more than 30 years and is of Korean descent. Police allege the man tried to broker the sale of missile components, including software for the guidance systems of ballistic missiles, as well as trying to sell coal to third parties in Indonesia and Vietnam. Officers say the trade could have been worth tens of millions of dollars if successful.
We think he's acting as an economic agent on behalf of North Korea. There's nothing to suggest he's doing anything but that. He's doing it out of a patriotic purpose.
Police say Chan Han Choi had been in touch with high-ranking North Korean officials, but no missile components ever made it to Australia.
Correspondent Samantha Vadas. Hundreds of protesters clashed with police in Ukraine Sunday while trying to storm Kiev's October Palace following a rally against President Petro Poroshenko. The crowd was dispersed with tear gas fired by police. It's the latest in support of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, who was released from custody last week after having been detained and accused of trying to stage a Russia-sponsored coup. Saakashvili told the crowd on Sunday, "You have to show them that you are brave but very, very calm. I will stand by you to the very end." The Kremlin said Sunday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency provided Russian officials with information that thwarted a series of Islamic State bombings planned in St. Petersburg. Russia said President Vladimir Putin called U.S. President Donald Trump to thank him for the CIA information, a call the White House confirmed. It said, based on the information the United States provided, Russian authorities were able to capture the terrorists just prior to an attack that could have killed large numbers of people. Russia said the intelligence was significant enough for its Federal Security Service to track down seven suspects last week who were planning suicide bomb attacks Saturday on the two-century-old Kazan Cathedral in Russia's second-largest city. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.